Welcoming you back to the Two Guys and Chris Show and saying hello to Red Rachel and BB Shay. Hello, all.
Hello.
What's up?
BB Shay, it's incredible what you know. Like, once you were filling in for Biggie and we were talking about Mount Rushmore, and you said, somebody wake up Borglum. Which I said.
Kelly and I just looked at one another and said, there he goes again, BB Shay being BB Shay, talking out his butt.
Borglum sculpted.
Turns out.
Mount Rushmore. It's what?
BB Shay knew everything about Mount Rushmore.
Who knew? It's like, well, how did you know that? So he comes in today and says something I never thought I would hear him say. He said, you all were talking about the musical artist Frida Payne. I'm familiar with her work.
Weirdly enough, yeah.
What? Here's how that happened. I don't know if you didn't witness this. You know Barry up in HR. He's always trying to get Chris Dim and stump him on put up or shut up on rock and roll trivia questions. So he came into the office and said, I got one for you. No chance. No chance. And Chris Dim's like, all right, what do you got? He goes, name two songs by Frida Payne. And so Chris Dim says, well,
the obvious answer, of course, is the easy one, Band of Gold.
Now that you're gone, all that's left is a band.
So I'm just sitting there listening to this, and then Chris Dim says,
the tougher one is Bring the Boys Home.
And to which Barry said, God! Just turned around and left. I mean, he just put his tail between his legs. That was it. But apparently, BB Shay knows of Frida Payne because another one of her songs is sampled a lot on rap music.
Yeah, she has a famous song called I Get High on Your Memory, which is sampled numerous times throughout hip-hop. Great songs. Yeah. And then I learned that song was written by a lady named Marilyn McLeod, who is the sister-in-law to the famous jazz musician John Coltrane.
Look at this. Look at that. Who would have known?
And Frida Payne may or may not have done the vocals on that song.
And then last week we said one of the words on a Pyramid Game was editorial, and he goes, I don't know what this is. Yeah, I have a clue what that is.
Yeah, what he knows and what he
doesn't know. Yeah. You're like, what? How do you not know this?
And yeah, the peaks and valleys of his
incredible
brain.
That's why you're so – they should study you. They should study your brains. I mean, long from now, they should take your brain and go, how did he know it? And then Chris Dim said, now, what's her connection to Gregory Abbott, Frida Payne?
Frida Payne was married to Gregory Abbott for a time, and he had a – easy rock, light rock hit in the mid 80s called Shake You Down.
I know that very well. This is Shake You Down, which Chris Dim does not care for.
I had to play it 1,000 times at Easy 104 FM.
I did too. They're going down that rabbit hole of what we used to play, to which Red Rachel said, I don't even remember 9/11. I was sitting in the same chair for 9/11, looking at that TV.
When did you start learning about September 11th, Rachel?
Oh, when I was in second grade, I had a teacher that taught us a little bit about it.
Really?
Somebody wrote, I don't know who, a children's book about a guy that tightrope walked between the towers. And then at the end of the book, there's two silhouettes where the towers used to be. And that was the segue.
Wow.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Any conspiracies did they teach you about?
That was a couple years later.
Do not listen to his conspiracy.
It's called Inside Job.
That's right.
Always
jet
that.
Fuel cannot melt steel beams.
So for you, see, like the Kennedy assassination is your 9/11 is mine, because I wasn't alive for the Kennedy assassination, but you hear all about it growing up, of course, and then you hear about 9/11. Unbelievable. Young. Look how young she is.
Yeah.
Okay, I shouldn't have said it that.
Sorry.
I shouldn't have said it that way. I apologize. I know everybody always gets mad at me when I say things. Like sometimes I'll say, I like your hair. And what do the people say? Oh, you're such a creep. You're such an old creeper. Did you see this shirt I got? It says Best Dog Dad Ever. And as BB Shay pointed out, they don't just give these out to everybody. You have to.
That's probably the only one they made.
Well, it has to be. Who else could? I mean, nobody else can wear that. You know, I'm the best dog dad.
That's right.
Let's play the Big Money Celebrity Match game here. Seth is on the line to play. Art and two Bryans. And Seth will go first. Hello, Seth. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Doing really well, thank you. You get to choose here your first player, A, B, C, or D, your match game puzzle, trying to match Red Rachel, Chris Dim, BB Shay, and Biggie. Which would you like?
B.
B it is. Okay, listen closely, and everybody write down the best answer to this. I'll read you a match game puzzle, leave one word blank. You try to fill in the blank. They just put a vicious watchdog in front of the White House. He's trained to keep blank out.
Man, there's so many answers.
Good luck. They just put a vicious watchdog in front of the White House. He's trained to keep blank out. Now, remember originally when this was on TV.
We had a different president.
Yeah, it was Jimmy Carter.
Yeah.
So they were lighthearted answers.
Wow.
Now we have a new president.
What were the answers back in the Carter administration?
You know,
orthodontists.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
he was kind of known for his, he was known for an unusual large teeth.
Yeah, that's right. It was his teeth. That's right. It was. This was.
And he was a peanut farmer.
Mm-hmm. It was a lot of peanut answers. Yeah. You know, it was like other nuts besides peanuts.
Yeah, Peter Pan.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what a fun time!
Not as fun anymore.
Way different now.
Not as fun now. They just put a vicious watchdog in front of the White House. He's trained to keep blank out. All right. Everybody writes down their answer. And Rachel's in. She's just finishing. Seth, you come up with it here and try to match. Four is a perfect score here. They just put a vicious watchdog in front of the White House. He's trained to keep blank out. Seth, what do you say?
The president.
The president. He's trained to keep the president out. Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't know if that's going to work, but let's see what Biggie has to say.
Libs.
Libs. Chris Tim.
Libtards.
Libtards. Red Rachel.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Rosie O'Donnell. Good one. BB Shea.
Libs.
Libs. Sorry, Seth. Libs or libtards we would have accepted.
Yep.
You have no matches here.
Oh, they have just been pwned.
Zero.
Yep. So much winning.
But I always, you know, I try to take up for
sure.
You. Because remember I say, like, climate change, you're all like, oh, liberal tears. Shut
yeah,
up.
Yeah.
Oh, delicious.
Let's go to Art. Art, hello. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Wonderful. Would you like A, C, or D?
A for art.
Here we go. Tough Tony said, my gang is so tough, we even steal the blank from moving cars. Tough Tony said, my gang is so tough, we even steal the blank from moving cars. Think about that. Everybody else writes down an answer. You just need one for the lead. Seth, you hang on, though, because we have had four-way ties at zero before. One gives you the lead. Four is a perfect score. BB Shea, here's a question we had earlier. You're a sportsman.
Yeah.
And a golfer. What sport do you think is toughest mentally? We were saying maybe tennis because Coco Gauff was bounced out of Wimbledon, and she said she had a mental letdown after winning the French Open. But we think either golf or tennis.
It's golf 100% because it's not reactionary.
Oh, yeah, you have to really stay focused on every shot. It's not
every other sport, you have to depend on what somebody else is doing.
Yep.
Golf is strictly you. It's a solo game.
That's a great point.
Yep.
That's true. And once it starts rolling badly, it's hard to get back
in the right mindset, yeah.
You may be right about that. That's well said. It's not reactionary. It's all on you.
On that brain again.
Dang, yeah. Go. This is unbelievable. And yet, you ask him a simple question. He's like, oh, I said, have you ever heard the song Same Old Lang Syne? I don't know what you're saying.
Yeah.
I don't,
words
English.
Don't make sense.
Yeah. Speak English, please. I don't know what that is. Art, Tough Tony said, my gang is so tough, we even steal the blank from moving cars. What do you say?
Wheels or tires?
Wheels or tires is the answer, I think. Let's see what Biggie has to say.
Tires.
One. Chris Tim.
Radio.
Red Rachel.
I said the drivers.
The drivers. BB Shea.
Is that the drivers,
the
too?
The drivers. Just one, but that does eliminate Seth, who did not get a match on the president question. So we have one for Art, and we have a couple of Brians left to play. Brian, one, can choose either C or D. Hello, Brian. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I hope you guys are, and lady as well.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you.
You can have C or D. Which would you like?
D, Delta.
D for Delta. Okay. Roger. Here we go. Walter fell asleep and dreamed he was a giant ice cream sundae. When he woke up, his wife was covering him with blank. Think about it. You need one to tie. Two gives you the lead. And four is a perfecto. Walter fell asleep and dreamed he was a giant ice cream sundae. When he woke up, his wife was covering him with blank. Are you an ice cream sundae fan, Red Rich?
Every now and then. Not often.
Okay. When that last golf tournament, when it was in Pennsylvania, they showed where the original banana split was invented, which was right down the street from that golf course. And it was really cool. Well, I'm just saying. They took
what a time killer that was.
It was.
Yeah.
That was on Thursday. That was Thursday. I was watching it. And they went down to the restaurant and showed them making the banana split.
Okay, you just want me to make you one?
Yeah, but make it look interesting. It's a banana split.
I didn't see the whole tournament. Did they go to the sandwich, the French fries on sandwich place?
No, not that I saw.
Permanente Brothers?
Yeah, Permanente Brothers. Yeah.
Why?
It was right outside Pittsburgh. Not that I saw. The place, what was the name of the course?
Oakmont.
Yeah. Oakmont, yeah. Right down the street is the original banana split. But you're right, the French fries on Sandwich Place.
Yeah.
The one. Have you ever had that, BBG?
I have.
Oh, did you like it?
Oh, my God.
Yeah?
So good.
Really? I Permanente Brothers.
Incendiary.
We had... we had a meet and greet contestant from Pennsylvania who said the same, but said there were other sandwiches that he liked better there. Remember, I think he liked, there was one.
They have a lot on the menu, weirdly enough, yeah. But that French fry sandwich is incredible.
Let's go back to Brian. Walter fell asleep and dreamed he was a giant ice cream sundae. When he woke up, his wife was covering him with blank. Brian, what do you say?
Well, I think I'm going to go with whipped cream.
Whipped cream is a great answer, Biggie.
There's a lot of options. I thought chocolate syrup.
Chocolate syrup, good option. Chris Tim. Yeah.
Player's answer is better than mine. Sprinkles.
Sprinkles. Red Rachel, we
chocolate
need...
Chocolate syrup.
Pee Pee Shay.
Yeah, hot fudge.
Oh! I'm shocked. I thought he'd get at least one whipped cream. Sorry, Brian. No whipped cream there. I thought about nuts as well. You know...
Wet nuts?
You know those wet nuts?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody knows wet nuts.
They're great. They're really, really good.
Can you even have those around anymore, though? People now have so many nut allergies.
Remember last time I went through McDonald's and got a hot fudge sundae? This was about 3 years ago. And I said, no nuts. And what are you talking about?
Yeah, they don't even bury them.
They don't have them anymore.
Risk of contamination.
We used to get them with nuts or without. You don't have to say it anymore. Brian, you are the last player. You need just one to tie and two to win. How are you, sir?
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Last match game puzzle. One ties it, two wins it. Tom said to Dumb Dora, why are you shaking that live chicken? Dumb Dora said, I'm trying to make it lay blank eggs. Think about that and write down your answer. Tom said to Dumb Dora, why are you shaking that live chicken? And Dumb Dora said, I'm trying to make it lay blank eggs. No animals were harmed in the making of this. This is just a question. Tom said to Dumb Dora, why are you shaking that live chicken? And Dumb Dora said, I'm trying to make it lay blank eggs. Maybe they don't know they're so young. Animals used to be harmed in the making of movies. It was new to me. I didn't know that. Chris Tim had to tell me that. I didn't know.
Yeah, I watched Red River the other day with John Wayne. Oh, 1946, the cattle drive across the river.
Yeah. Don't tell me.
Yeah, horses and cows floating down river.
Don't tell
me. Oh, I'm sure they had to cut sometimes and be like, yeah, the dead horses are in the background. Move the camera just a little to the right.
Yes, they did.
Oh, so awful. Tom said to Dumb Dora, why are you shaking that live chicken? And Dumb Dora said, I'm trying to make it lay blank eggs. Brian, for the win, what do you say?
I'm going to go with golden eggs.
Golden eggs. Biggie.
Scrambled
eggs. Chris Dim.
Scrambled
eggs. Do we see a golden egg? Red Rachel.
Scrambled.
Scrambled eggs. And B.B.J.
Scrambled.
Oh, I thought that was it.
Right there.
I was going to win it. Sorry, Brian. Art comes through with one match.